verse 18, Genesis 43, 42.
Genesis chapter 42, verse 18 to 24.
19节说，如果你们如果是诚实人，可以留你们中间的一个人囚在监里，但你们可以带着粮食回去，救你们家里的饥荒。
Okay, so verse 19, if you are honest men, let one of you, your brothers stay here in prison while the rest of you go and take grain back for your starving households.
把你们的小兄弟带到我这里来，如此你们的话便有证据，你们也不至于死，他们就照样而行。
But you must bring your youngest brother to me so that your words may be verified and that you may not die. This they proceeded to do.
他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
They said to one another, surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come upon us.
流便说，我岂不是对你们说过，不可伤害那孩子吗？只是你们不肯听，所以流他血的罪向我们追讨。
Reuben replied, "Didn't I tell you not to sin against the boy? But you would not listen. Now we must give an accounting for his blood."
他们不知道约瑟听得出来，因为在他们中间用通事传话。
They did not realize that Joseph could understand them, since he was using an interpreter.
约瑟转身退去，哭了一场，又回来对他们说话，就从他们中间挑出西面来，在他们眼前把他捆绑。
He turned away from them and began to weep, but then turned back and spoke to them again. He had Simeon taken from them and bound before their eyes.
对，这一段话告诉我们，约瑟知道他的兄弟们之间，他们彼此有蒙光照。
And so here in this section, it shows that Joseph knows that among the brothers, the light was shined upon them in their hearts.
那至于文启刚刚引用那个牧师讲的这个话，我想是他们知道他们过去对这个兄弟不好，现在唯一联系的这个爸爸走了，他会不会因为这个爸爸走了，就心里就有一点对。
Oh, okay. So this is our okay. What when she said before, with the did you say pastor?
Yeah.
Now that the father has left, how they must have felt.
就是他的兄弟也许没有直接跟约瑟说对不起或怎么样，但约瑟知道他们的心有蒙神的光照。
And perhaps the brothers did not directly say that they were sorry, but Joseph knew that in their hearts, God had shined his light upon them.
那约瑟已经被神提升到一个地步，不是跟他们在同样人性的软弱里边在那边互动，他已经提升到神的层次。
And so God had risen Joseph to another level above the interactions of just regular man.
Yeah, 所以我谢谢学校刚刚讲那些话。
So I also thank Brother Abraham for speaking those words as well.
上个礼拜我很跟大家抱歉，我拖了很多时间。
And I apologize last week for taking up time last week.
我本来没有要讲很多，只是好像讲话夹子一开就刹不住，我不够在主的手中被他掌管。
I initially wasn't planning to speak so much, but then I got carried away a little bit.
那你们从我听的那，从听我的话，你们就知道，我结这个婚生养孩子，是神就开始制作我。
And so from what I said, from my marriage and through having children, God has started to build me up.
Yeah. 那我想我不要再重复。我接着学巧说，我是被论断过很多，被误会过很多，被冒犯过很多的人。
And so following what Abraham had said, I have experienced a lot of judgment and misunderstanding.
甚至我的先生，我的孩子都不够了解我。
My husband and my children, even them, don't completely understand me.
那但是我经过了这么多年，我知道有一件事非常重要。
But through all these years, I've realized that there's one thing that's very important.
就是我们必须要内里诚实。
And that is that we must be honest with, internally within ourselves.
诗篇五十一篇第六节。
Psalms chapter 51, verse 6.
我觉得我们信仰的第一点就是诗篇五十一篇第六节。
And I think that, you know, our, beliefs, this is the first point that we must focus on, which is chapter 51, verse 6.
我说诗篇五十一篇是大卫王给全世界的古今中外的人最大的贡献。
And this is what I believe that King David, one of his greatest contributions.
他以前那么爱神，那么得胜。
In the past, he loved God so much, and he was so like victorious.
Yeah, 那给我们很好的榜样。
And this is such a great example for us.
可以靠神一直在得胜。
To rely on God to continue to be victorious.
可是当他一个不小心。
But when he made one mistake,
一个睡到太阳平息不警醒的时候
so once when he wasn't an, like awake and aware enough,
he slept late. He got up so late.
Oh, he got up so late.
那他就犯罪了。
And he sinned.
当他犯罪的时候，他讲到诗篇五十一篇。
And when he sinned, he talked about Psalm chapter 51.
我们一起来读好不好？第一到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
这是旷世的名言，我觉得我们每个人都应该要来读这些话哈。
And we all should read this.
他说，我们一起来读。神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
You can read in English. Verse 1 to verse 5. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
我上个礼拜，我的女儿说，你为什么讲那么久？我说对不起，我说你听不懂我在讲什么。我说我抓不到你的 summary。
Last week, my daughter said, why did you speak so long? And then I said, I'm sorry. She said, I didn't really understand the summary of what you were trying to say.
我说实在，我上个礼拜，我很痛苦，因为我用大家那么多时间。
And for me, last week was very difficult because I used a lot of everyone's time.
好像我打了我自己一个嘴巴。你在乎时间的控制，可是你最没有控制时间。
It was like I cared about the time and but myself like I wasn't able to hold on to the time of myself.
那我那个 summary 我那个重点是什么？
So what is the point of what I said?
我重点就是说，当我信耶稣的时候，蒙了神的恩很多。
And so my point is that when I got to know God, I received a lot of His grace.
我真的是神的恩引的我这样子一直往前跟随他。
And God's grace propelled me to continue to follow Him.
所以很多人都说我是很好的基督徒。
So many people said that I was a good Christian.
一直到我结婚之前。
Until I married.
灵性很高的什么人都说我是很好的基督徒
people who are very spiritual said that I was a very good Christian
我这个不是给我脸上贴金那个是神的保守
I'm not trying to like flatter or show off that's God's protection
就像大卫王因为有神的保守他也立意要追随主所以他可以一直得胜一直得胜一直得胜
just like King David because God protected him and he decided he wanted to follow God so he was able to be victorious and more victorious
但是我不认识自己
but I don't actually know myself
特别是我的姐姐跟我有同样的原生家庭背景
particularly my sister and I have the same family background
我们家特别有四五个人我们从小都是在当好孩子都是在为别人着想都是在尽力的做好
In the family, the four or five of us, from our young age, we were always trying to do the right thing and think for others and do the good things.
所以呢，我们吃亏都没关系，我们牺牲奉献都没关系。可是呢，我们却受了很多伤。
So we suffered and we sacrificed. It was okay, but we received a lot of hurt.
可是这个伤是因为人性的软弱。
This hurt was from human weakness.
而那些人是没有信主的。
And those people do not know God.
他们伤了我们，他们就是，他们也不认识自己，对不对？
And if they hurt us, well, they didn't know themselves either.
那就是说，在我姐姐在我们这方面，这个就是后来牧师跟我说，你就是自以为意。
And so, my older sister and I, well, in this aspect, it's what the pastor said to me was self-righteousness.
Yeah. 那的确。如果不是，特别是我姐姐最近的一些事情，叫我更看清楚我的自以为意。
And then indeed, if it wasn't for my older sister's recent experiences, then, to help me see my own self-righteousness.
我曾经讲那个乖谬的话，我怎么知道我也会讲乖谬的话
？What is 乖谬？
乖谬 is perverse.
Oh.If I said perverse things in the past, how would I know that it's actually perverse?
因为我是追求主的人，牧师说我应该要像耶稣那么完全。
Because I'm someone who's following and seeking God, the pastor said that I should be complete like Jesus.
有许多人实在没有讲道理，伤了我们，冒犯了我们。
Many people who say things that hurt us and hurt,
yeah.Offend us. 好，那牧师就是要我原谅，原谅。我说你有没有教导
？And the pastor said that I should forgive. And I asked him, did you teach and guide?
牧师说，哦，我就是为他们相信。当然，我也教导，也为他们相信。
And he said that I just believe on behalf of them, and also to teach as well.
我说，单单只有恩典，没有真理是不能建立人的。
And I said that if it was just grace, and there's no truth, then you can't build up a person.
你一直在宠一个人，一直在宠一个人。
You keep spoil a person.
Yeah. 那我总之我缩短这个话哈，但是渐渐，我从我姐姐身上看到，不得了。没有打从心底实在的饶恕，会 block 掉上帝给他的祝福。
So to be concise, from what my sister's experiences, if you don't completely forgive, then you will block God's blessings.
那我知道对我姐姐很不容易。
And I know this is very difficult for my older sister.
她的伤很深，她很不容易。
She has many difficult and deep hurts.
那是圣需要圣灵的工作来释放他。
And you need the Holy Spirit's work to release and free her.
这个也变成我的工作。
This is also my work.
牧师这样说：如果你不是一个彻彻底底像耶稣那样全然饶恕， 你没有办法释放你的姐姐。
And the pastor told me that if I wasn't like God and completely forgiven, then I would not be able to help free my sister.
弟兄姊妹，我要说圣经的话。今天我要讲我要交通一些圣经上的话。神的话是不折不扣的，不折不扣的真实。
And today, brothers and sisters, I want to share the words from the Bible, which is undeniably and completely true.
我下一个结论，按照学校那样讲的，我们不应该论断人。
The next thing I want to say, based off of what Brother Abraham said, we should not judge people.
那我是我们不应该去论断人。
We should not judge people.
但是在一个情况之下。我们需要了解，这是早期我们追求主的时候，这个不是传统，这是真理。我们要把传统跟古道要搞清楚，不合神心意的传统跟圣经所传承下来的古道，这两个是不一样的。The tradition.
Yeah. But we must separate what is tradition and what is and the truth.
Yeah, 是不一样的哈。那我要谈的一个点说，那个时候就是我们在查马太福音第七章。
When we looked at Matthew chapter 7,
那带领我们的教士他讲一件事，他说我们不要论断人。
And the pastor, the preacher who was, who was teaching us, said, told us to not judge others.
但是有一件事不在这个论断之，不算在论断之内。
But one thing does not count as judgment.
比如说，因为教会的一些事物，我们要想说，哎，这个事适合谁做，适合谁做？我们都是同工，我们需要。谈论。
So for example, the positions and work that has to be done by the church, who has to do what? This is something that everyone needs to talk about.
Yeah. 那他说，因为呢，也许我认为这个人适合，因为我对这个人有某一个角度的认识。
And perhaps I think one person is more suitable for a position because I understand that person.
那另外一个人呢，他觉得。他对这个人有另外一个角度的认识。
And then perhaps another person has another view of that person, that individual.
如果我觉得这个人适合，那你认为这个人不适合，你应该在这个同工的这个里面呢提出来，这是客观的提出来，这不是论断。
And so, if I think one person is suitable, but you do not, then we should all talk about it. You know, this is an objective kind of conversation.
因为我们要让神的事，用对的人摆在一个对的位置上来做对的事情。
Because we need to find the right person to do in the right position to do the right thing.
对，他说这个不是论断。如果你在事前。你任命一个人去做这件事，把这个生服事都是生命的工作。
And so this in this case, this does not count as the judgment.
如果我们把这个生命工作交给这个人，可是这个人却是不适合，那就会 damage 别人的生命。
If we give work for one person to do, but it's not suitable for them to do, then it would damage.
可能会把人带歪了。
It would damage their life, perhaps lead them off path, the right path.
我在服事的过程里边有看到这种情况。
And through my time serving, I've definitely seen this.
有一个人他一直要求要带敬拜。
There's one person who kept asking to lead worship.
从别的教会来的。
He came from another church.
他跟我们聚会很好，他要带敬拜。
He came to our like meetings, and he or she wanted to lead worship.
事实上，他是学谦的老师。
Was
the, 他学谦在学校的老师。
Was the teacher of Brother Jim?
那我说不行，不适合。
And I said no, it's not suitable.
啊，这个人很生气。
And that person was very angry.
他说好，那我去，我就去别的教会吧。他就去别的教会。那我说对，那我说好，那就让他去。他就去别的教会带敬拜。
And the teacher was very upset and said, "I'll go to another church." And so the teacher did go to another church to lead worship.
因为我知道一件事。
Because I know one thing.
摸神的事工不是摸世界上的事情。
Doing God's work is different than worldly work.
有人硬要挤进神的事工里边，就败坏了他的生命。
If someone really wants to force themselves to work in God's for God in a way, it could damage their life.
这个是我们看过的。
This is something we've seen.
很痛心。
And it's very hard to watch.
Yeah. 结果呢，这事情就过去了哈。
And so this thing just passed.
过了大概不晓得一年还是两年，就是有一天。
And this happened maybe after a year or two later, one day.
有一个姐妹跟我说，师母，请你为一个姐妹祷告。
The one sister said, "Can you help one pray for one sister?"
我说，哦，这姐妹叫什么名字
？And I asked, "What is the sister's name?"
她跟我讲这个姐妹的一些情况哈。我说她叫什么名字
？She told me about some of the situation of this sister, and I asked, "What is her name?"
她说，哦，师母，我不要告诉你哈。
And she said, "No, I won't tell you."
然后为什么？我说好好，那你不要让我知道他的名字，那我就不要知道。
And I said, okay, you don't have to tell me.
好，那我就为他祷告。
So I prayed for her.
当我要为他祷告的时候
，And when I was about to pray for her,
主就把那个名字告诉我。
God told me her name.
我就跟那个姐妹说，是不是某某某
？And I told the sister, is it?
她吓一跳。
And she was.Frightened. She was surprised.
我说师母，你怎么知道
？And she said, "How did you know?"
情况非常非常非常的不好。
And the situation was very, very bad.
他的家里甚至要整个破碎。
The person's family was about to fall apart.
所以，我的意思是说，就是说，当关于到这个事情，我们知道一个人不适任的时候，我们提出我们的意见，不是我们在 judge 他。
And so to give this example is to say that when we know someone is not fit for a position, we should tell them.
所以不要以为说当我们说一个人不适合怎么样，就是在批评他，不是，是客观的就事论事。
And it would not be this considered judgment, and so it would be like an objective way of approaching things.
因为我看过带敬拜的人，他的生命没有被神。做过，后来情况很不好。
Because I've seen when people who lead worship, if they have not been established and built by God, then it's not good.
你知道带敬拜是一件很重要的事。
And you know that leading worship is a very important thing.
我们这次在特会的时候，看到那个叫 Terry McCallman， 他来带敬拜。
At the meeting that we went to, there was a worship leader named Terry McCallman.
他是一个带敬拜很有恩高的人。
And the worship was led with a lot of anointing.
我不知道是什么情况，总之他跌倒了。
And I don't know what situation happened, but he fell.
后来又被就是有点被恢复了。
And then later he recovered.
有一天，撒杜牧师说：“哦，你带的敬拜给我很大的帮助。”
And then Pastor Sadhu one day told him, "Your worship gave me a lot of help."
我看到你的眼睛好像有泪水。
And I saw in your eyes they looked like they had tears.
这个弟兄说，我是破碎的心。
And then the brother replied, "I have a broken heart."
他有一首敬拜的歌说 ，Trouble 过去了，心被调回来了。
And one of the songs they sang said, "The trouble has passed, and the heart has been brought back."
他就是像大卫王这样的经历。
And in his experience is just like in King David.
他内里诚实的回转。
The truthfulness within him allowed him to turn back.
大卫王没有遮掩自己的过犯。
King David did not try to cover his sins and mistakes.
他是一个王哎。
He's a king.
那么尊贵哎。
He's so like I guess, noble.
他写这个诗来让人家唱。
And he's writing this song for people to sing.
千古传颂大卫王犯的这个罪。
And so over generations, they sing what he had done.
他把他的面子都踩在脚底下。
He completely just put his reputation down on the ground.
他很有名的一句话说：“神，你所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，为罪忧伤。”
Where's that?
17节 17.
Verse 17 it said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart.
说神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
And it says, Oh God, you will not despise this broken and contrite heart.
他在第十二节说，求你使我能得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
And in verse 12 it says, Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
有时候我们觉得自己完了，自己好糟糕，好像提不起那种乐意的心，火热的来爱神。
Sometimes we think, oh, we're so terrible and a wreck. We don't have the heart that in the past, we can't bring up the passion to come to God.
可是大卫王说，求你把乐意的灵赐给我，让我乐意，以至于十三节说，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
But King David says, Restore me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit. And then in 13 he says, Then I will teach transgressors your ways.
我刚刚讲的这个教士，他教导我们，我觉得这个原则很好。
And so the teacher, the pastor that I just mentioned, what she or he told us, I think this is a very, very good
对我对我很有帮助。
Oh, it was very helpful to me.
他有另外一个见证，也给我很大的帮助。
And this individual also had another testimony that also helped me.
他是一个宣教士。
This is a
missionary.
Yeah, missionary.
很多 missionary 都在一起做主工。
A lot of missionaries were together doing the work of God.
那有碰撞，彼此有碰撞。
And then they had some conflicts.
那他就来祷告主。
And so he came and prayed to God.
主说你要爱他。
The God told the missionary, "You must love."
你要对他非常好。
You must treat this person well.
他就跟主说，主啊。那这样他不就觉得他所做的是对的吗？
And then the missionary replied to God, Don't you think that if I do this, then that person will think that what they're doing is right?
主说，你只要听我的话。
And God said, You just have to listen to what I say.
他跟我之间的关系是我跟他之间的关系。
What that person's relationship with me is our relationship.
跟你没关。
It doesn't deal with you.
所以我后来我这个对我帮助很大。很多人冒犯我，我就说主，你帮助我仍然去爱。
And this was very, very helpful for me because when people did me wrong, I would say, Lord, help me to love.
至于他在你面前，他对人合不合宜，有没有冒犯人，在你眼中过不过去，是他跟你之间的事。
What this person does, right or wrong, or it is between you and him, or that person.
事情就很简单，对不对？
And so things become simplified.
只要我跟神之间通畅就好了。
I just have to focus on me and God.
但是主如果感动我要去提醒，我就应该去。就像以西结说的，你就应该去提醒，免得他的罪不得赦免。
But just as Ezekiel said, if God touches my heart to speak out about it, then I will.
如果主没有要你这么做
，But if God doesn't want you to do so,
你只要管好你跟神之间的事
，Then just focus on you and God, the things between you and God.
现在已经十二点，我多个十分钟好不好？因为今天时间实在有点晚，我多个十分钟就好了哈。我今天要讲的一个点就是我们要直接向着主活着。
I'll talk for 10 more minutes. My point, one of my other points for today is that we need to directly live for God.
这次我特会有人问我说心得什么，我的一个感受就是。直接活在神面前。
And this time at the meeting, people asked what I received from it, and it is to directly live in front of God.
神是统管万有的。
God is in charge of everything.
人类的历史，大到人类的历史，小到我们个人的生命的历史，神都在管理。
From human history to our own histories, God is in charge of all of it.
我们需要一步一步的跟着主走。
We need to step by step follow God.
这次在特会里面，我看到真的，我看到什么叫做尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And this time at the meeting, I really saw what it means to love God with all your heart.
什么叫回转向小孩子的样式，那样火热的爱神、服侍神。
And what it means to return to like a child and really zealously love God.
那我相信，因为是在聚会中，对不对？他们的生活怎么样？我没有看到，我不知道。但是讲员所讲的，你就可以知道，那个就是他们身体力行的生命经验。
And so I don't actually know what these people's lives are, their everyday lives. But the speaker and what they said, you can tell that this is.Something that they experience in their lives.
你开口讲什么话，你里面的东西就出来了。
What you speak, it shows what is from within.
你的生命就是你怎么样跟随主所磨塑成的实质。
And your life, you live out how you've been following God.
所以我里面一个很深的感受就是，哦，就是要活在神面前。
And so inside, I really felt the importance of living in front of God.
直接活在神面前。
I'm living directly in front of God.
我领悟到，有一些时候，我们说我们爱主，我们为主而活。可是有一些时候，我们是在我们自己的意识形态下，我们以为我们在爱主，在为主而活。
And I realize that oftentimes we say that we love God and we're living for God, but it's just in our minds and we think so.
在我们的 mindset 里面、we think, 我们认为我们在爱主，在为主而活。
In our mindset, we believe this is true, that we're living for God.
那事实上我们是掺杂了我们自己的欲望。
But in reality, it's just our own wishes and...
我们自以为是的看法。
What we think is true.
别的有名的人的想法、讲法。
Other famous, well-known people, what they say and their thoughts.
却不一定是从主来的。
Might not actually be from God.
你们懂得我在说什么。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
有人曾经说，哦，某某有名的人讲什么，讲什么。
Some people in the past said, oh, some famous person said this.
我还是要在主里慎思明辨，他讲的话是不是从主来的。
But I myself need to, within God, realize if this, figure out if this is true or not.
曾经有一个很有名，就给我出一个意见。我如果照着他的意见，我们这个教会没有了。
A long time ago, once someone who was very famous gave me advice. If I had followed it,then this church would have been a mess.
别人可能说、啊、人家那么有名，神印证他的事工、啊、你算什么，你为什么不听劝、
And other people said, well, this person's so famous and God has like built up his ministry. Why did you not listen?
我说我还是要在神面前慎思明辨。
And I said that I must still come before God and figure out.
我这个从撒豆牧师，从那个 Alan Bruce 牧师他们的身上看到，他们就是自己直接活在神面前。
And from this time, I saw from Pastor Sadhu and Brian Bruce that I need to live directly in front of God.
因为我们人就是人
because we are humans.
不是说这一个人是神很重用的仆人，所以他的每一句话 100% 都是从神来的。
And it's not just because someone is God's servant that everything he says will be 100%.
我们要谦卑的来领受来听。
We need to be humble and receive and listen.
但是我们要听主，这是你要对我说的话吗？
But when we listen, we have to think, is God, is this what you want me to hear?
所以，我很早以前我就知道神给基督徒的一个就是不要去倚靠人，神会借着人帮助我们，但是你要直接来倚靠主。
And from early on, I realized that God doesn't want us to just rely on people. People can help us, but we should rely on God.
我讲一个点哈，我们看以赛亚书六十章。
Let's go.
再五分钟哈，以赛亚书六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
六十章第一到第三节
，Chapter 60:1-3。
六十章一到三节，神给先知预言，有一天光要来到，要来到人的生命中，所以这个时候人就要兴起发光。
And God gave the prophets prophecy, which is that one day God's light will come upon them, on people.
And God's people should stand up to shine for our God. 但是在这个之前，一定要有以赛亚书五十九章二十到二十一节。
But prior to that, you must have what it says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20-21.
这个就是为什么他们今天这些人可以被神重用，因为他是扎扎实实的走在神生命的道上。
And this is why all these people can actually be used by God. It's because they've been truly, I guess, deeply rooted in God's path.
Yeah. 那我们看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
这一段圣经我讲过很多次，可是是太重要了。
And I've said this many times, but it's very important.
他说：“必有一位救赎主来到锡安。”
The Redeemer will come to Zion.
锡安就是上帝作王掌权的地方。
Zion is where God is king and governs.
诗篇第二篇第六、第七节，你们可以参考。
You can look at Psalms chapter 6.
Chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7.
Chapter 2, verse 6-7.
雅各族中转离过犯的人那里，雅各族。
To those in Jacob who repent of their sins.
雅各，我们都知道，很快，雅各就是天然人，很会抓的人。
And we know Jacob is like the one who grasps.
Natural man.
The natural man who grasps.
那他呢很在乎看不见的神的祝福。
And he really cares about the blessings of God, who you can't see.
这是他跟以扫不一样的。
And he's different from Esau.
以扫只看到眼前的看得到的好处。
Esau only saw what was in front of his eyes and things that he could actually see.
可是雅各他在乎看不见神的那个祝福，长子的名分。
But Jacob cared about things that he couldn't see, the blessings he couldn't see, the blessing of the birthright.
那创世纪创世纪四十九章
，In Genesis chapter 49,
雅各说：“耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。”
Verse 18.It says, Jacob said, I look for your deliverance, O God.
对，这个就是雅各，我向来表示这是雅各生命的倾向哈。诗篇二十四篇第六节。
In Psalms chapter 24, verse 6.
那边有一句话讲到寻求你面的雅各。
And it talks about Jacob who seeks the face of God.
当雅各要面对他哥哥，他害怕。
And when Jacob had to face his brother, he was scared.
他跟神的使者摔跤。
And he wrestled with God's servant.
在庇鲁伊勒那个地方，他好像面见了神。
I do not remember that. Yes.
32.
Genesis 32. Okay. So he. I actually don't know the locate what it's called in English. The place where he wrestled. Oh, Paddan Aram.
Yeah. 那所以，如果我们要来得着神的这个救恩实际的临到我们，我们要求神给我们有雅各的这种切慕看不见的神的祝福。
And so, if we truly want to be saved, we need to have what Jacob had to really seek God's face.
我们要来寻求神的面。
We need to seek God's face.
我们要来盼望神的救恩临到我们。
And we need to be hopeful for God's saving grace to come over.
他说这一种人呢，这种人当中要转离过犯。你有这个倾向还不够，要转离过犯。
And even more, it's important to also turn away from your sins.
神如果光照我们
，If God shines His light upon us,
我们要愿意 repent， 愿意悔改。
We need to be willing to repent.
愿意结出果子跟悔改的心相称。
And to kind of bear the fruit, and also repent.
我多年来跟神的一个祷告说：“神啊。”虽然我不认识自己，但是如果你认为我什么时候我应该在什么点上回转，求你帮助我。
And many times I've prayed to God saying, I don't actually know myself, but if there's a point where I need to repent and turn around, please tell me.
你要光照我，我才晓得要怎么悔改。
Please shine your light on me so I know how to repent.
所以你要负责光照，我就负责向你悔改。
So God will shine his light on me, and I will be in charge of repenting.
我必须承认说我不够认真，所以我悔改的不够及时跟彻底。所以我现在灵性光景不够像撒杜他们那些人那么丰富。但是在这个特会里，只要我能一到聚会中，哦，那个圣灵的能力就这么充满你的里面。
And I must admit that I don't do this to the level that I feel I should, so I might not be as, I guess, like Sadhu Musa, like them. But what was
that? Alan, Bruce Allen, yeah.
Oh, and Bruce Allen.
Dr. Bruce Allen. 昨天我听到一句话很安慰我的心。你觉得你过去有一些年日不够认真浪费的，神要把这些补还给你。
And then yes, I heard something that really comforted me, which is if in the past you feel like you weren't as dedicated as you should be, and your years were wasted, God will return those years to you.
Yeah, 我还要听到那个 Alan Bruce 牧师讲一句话。
And I also heard Pastor Alan Bruce say something.
应该是 Bruce Allen.
Bruce Allen say something.
他说。我们大家都要神的火降下来。
We all, he said, we all should have God's fire come down.
Yeah. 神的火降下来就悦纳我们的祭物，对不对？
When God's fire comes down, it's God favoring our sacrifice.
但是火也预表 tribulation.
But fire also represents tribulation.
他说。我们都要上帝很好的祝福临到。Are you ready?
he said, we all want God's blessings to come down, but are you ready?
你预备好要来领受这么大的祝福了吗？
Are you ready to receive all such great blessings?
就在七月四号的早上，花莫甘泉有一篇话，之前我就读了这个话，所以这句话我非常十足的领受。
And so that morning I read in the, I think it's called the stream something.
在 yeah, 我就用一点时间把花莫甘泉 这个就不
stream in the desert，
这个我就不翻译的，那个 Andrew 可以回去看英文版的 stream in the desert 哈。那我就说，在箴言十三章十二节，箴言十三章十二节
，in Proverbs chapter 13 verse
12有一句话哈，早期这个志刚常常祷告这一句话，所以我们都耳熟能详哈。他就说，所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧；所愿意的临到，却是生命树。
It says, verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a long fulfilled is a tree of life.
Yeah, 因为我们这些追求主人，我们知道最大的福就是神自己。
And so for us followers of God, we know the greatest blessing is God Himself.
我得着了基督，就得着了一切。
To be able to receive and have Jesus is having everything.
所以呢，有时候有一些祝福迟延未得。
And so maybe some blessings have yet to come.
有一天，当我们的生命被炼尽 ready 了，那就临到了。临到的时候。我们主也得着了，祝福也得着了。
And one day when our lives have been built up and we're ready, then this blessing will come and will be received.
Okay, 我读七月四号的，我读给大家听，很快就读完了哈。
And I'll read the words for July 4th in Streams of Death.
这是哈巴谷书第二章第三节说，因为这末世有一定的日期，虽然迟延还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。他这样讲，有一本美丽的小书，名叫《期望所》，就是 Expectation Corner， 有一本小书名字叫这样，里面讲到 Slow Man， 就是有一个神的仆人在异象中进入神的储藏室，在那里他看见了许多奇异的东西。在许多奇异的东西中间，有一间延福室，就是 delayed blessings office。blessings 是被 delay 的哈，里面藏着人们向神求告的一切东西。神将那些东西留在储藏室内，等候相当的时日要赐给人们。许多人不明白，迟延不是拒绝。他们不能领会迟延是神的慈爱和智慧。以赛亚书三十章十八节说，耶和华必然等候要赐恩给你们，你所遭遇的患难他都知道，他必定不是叫过于你能忍受的试炼临到你，他必须等到你里面的废物，我们生命中的废物都烧尽了，才来救助你。我想这一篇就是解释箴言十三章十二节的这句话。那我领受这个话，因为我在这过程中，我知道神要给我很大的祝福，但是我里面的东西要烧尽，里面的废物要烧尽，让我 ready to receive God's abundant blessings. OK.好，我今天就谈到这里。Andrew, sorry, you can read the English version. Yeah, July 4th. Yeah.
我想一下，不是为了我自己是那个牧师。
OK, OK.
完整，但是我讲的就离离乱乱。OK, OK. 好。回去噪音比较差一点。他意思是说，他的哥哥们，他们讲的那是说，因为他畏惧他权柄，比他有权力可以把他杀，他也畏惧神，所以反对，他知道神的律法。
Yeah, this is the difference between regret and repentance. There's a difference. Some people, they feel bad about what they did. They regret.
是跟心啊。
但是，
因为我记得我有一次跟我姐姐就阿迪有一件事情，讲来讲去讲两句，到处说啊，对对对，你是那个意思，我是这个意思的。就是我觉得我们都讲好了，不吵了还哭啊，是不是？我们在医院，就到处觉得我们就 OK 了。可 OK 完之后，结果我另外姐姐又跟另外一个姐姐讲。就我那姐姐问我，我想说，why？ 你们刚才就不是我们已经达成共识了吗？结果我另外一个姐姐问我，想说，你有跟她道歉吗？然后我就问， 我们是打的都是你伤害了我，我也伤害了你。但是就然后就后来不知道圣灵来就给我就啪我就大哭，我马上打电话给我那个姐姐，她在医院，我就马上打电话跟她说对不起。就当她讲我都 OK 呀、啊、nice 的，我都觉得没事，为什么她事后就是说就是。就是没有那种内心悔改，说哦，我真的错，我伤害了他了。那时候就是圣灵，我是理智说对，我错了，你错，对，对不对 ？OK， 我们家打工，我是理智上。但是圣灵一来的时候，就是心里觉得说我伤害了他的感受，就是那种懊悔，我就是发抖哭，说我怎么做那么残忍的事情？事实上也不是什么事，就是他，我就觉得是，我觉得不是什么事情，但是就是伤害他，他受伤，所以我就哭了，悔改。然后就是圣灵重生，你懂我讲，就是以前我不会有这种的灵里的会的哭的跟他道歉。那个他的经文就是说他们是因为服了权柄那个感受是这个，他的牧师是这个意思、啊、所以因为我们每个人看经文跟神启示我们的感受不同，因为我们每个人的思考逻辑不同。就比如说这件衣服，可能学姐说这是香水衣，跟我女儿说好像斑马，但我觉得很时髦，就是一样的东西，但是每个人观感不同，谁对谁错没有，懂就是这个。但是我们圣经神启示我们话，我们的感受有的感受是这个，每个新的感受被神构造是不同。所以我看的时候是神引领我的时候，发现我就好像这句话的这个见证，这个牧师的见证讲到，可能对每个可能有很多人没有感觉，但对我几个人就觉得哎，中中中中，就是刚好神一步一步的带领的时候，就达到我里面这样，让我觉得我释放，然后就说我为什么要一直抓着我钻牛角尖，还要就是证明什么，我要证明什么，不用证明什么，主要是爱我们每一个人就对了，主要是要祝福我们每一个人就对了，我干嘛证明什么，我们不需要证明，因为我们本来就是神的儿子，我们不用证明什么，我们证明我们存在，我们活得好好，就是证明主耶稣基督的生命是真实的这样。然后才被神开启，就是我自己在被打这钻牛角尖了，然后神启示这样。那牧师讲得很好，是我的文学造诣不是文学，就会讲会跳针这样，对不起。老师，我刚刚讲的我也听懂，
就是圣经彼此认罪，
呀呀呀，
相代求就能得医治。就是以赛亚书59章的章节，我加给你的灵